heartbeat gets to beating real fast, you know, and blood pressure goes up. You know, Miss Kay's looking at her watch to see what time you start and what time you end. I got a question for you. I know this is going back a little ways, but how many of you remember the movie Cool Hand Luke? You remember that movie, Paul Newman? Well, there was a line in there that was pretty famous, and it was this. What we have here is failure to communicate. Now, what we have here is a failure to communicate because I'm standing before you tonight, and I am a result of that failure to communicate. That's why you got me. Because I thought that Blake was going to be here today and tonight, and through lack of proper communication, that kind of fell through. But anyway, with that being said, what I want to talk to you tonight about is what Satan wants. Now, we all talk about what we want, things that we want in this world, but let's talk about what Satan wants. Satan wants us to follow him down the path of destruction. And I know y'all have heard me say this a lot of times, that I wish sin was a skunk. Because if sin was a skunk, we'd try our best to stay away from it. But it's not. The devil makes sin attractive. He makes it desirable. He tries to lure us and deceive us in every possible way. He wants us. He's going to throw everything that he's got at us to try to make us his disciples. And he knows where we're weak. He knows exactly where to attack us and where we are most likely to give in. Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is the way for us. Satan wants us to believe that we don't have to do anything, that we're good. But James says, in James 2:14, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. We cannot be acceptable to God if we are not willing to work in his kingdom. Jesus says in Mark 16:15 that we are to go into the world, all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. We can't not do anything because we won't be good. Satan wants us to think that God loves us so much that he is not going to let us be lost. He wants us to think that whatever we do, we're still okay. Satan wants us to think that we can live a worldly life all week long, show up on Sunday for worship services, and we're good. That's not the case. That's what he wants us to believe, but you know, and I know, that we should have an acceptable service to Christ through our worship and through our daily lives. Satan wants us to think that we don't have to attend the services of the church. Just come when you want to. The church can get along just fine without you. But what is a church? Aren't we the church? How can the church get along without us if we're the church? But that's what Satan wants us to believe, that the church will be just fine, whether we're there or not. The Bible says in Matthew 7:19 through 23 that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you will know them. And not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. We must bear good fruit. We must be faithful servants to God if we want to be an acceptable Christian. But Satan also wants us to think that we don't have to be baptized to be saved. He wants us to think that any method that man has devised is acceptable. But we know that that's not the case. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, Peter said unto them, Repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Without that baptism, there is no remission of sins. But that's what Satan wants us to think. Satan wants us to think that we don't need God at all. There's nothing more than he wants is for us to think that we don't need God, that we can do it on our own. But we know that's not true. We know we can't even direct our own steps. 1 Peter 5:6 through 9 says, Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Isn't that a comforting thought, that we could cast all our cares on God and he cares for us? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, now listen to me, our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. A roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he can devour. We should be very afraid. We should do everything we can to resist the devil. John 14:15, Jesus says, If you love me, keep my commandments. Are you keeping God's commandments? Are you listening, or are you listening to the lies of the devil? Jesus says, Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Philippians 2:5-11 says this, Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, there's coming a day when everyone will confess Jesus. There will be no disbelievers. No disbelievers at all. Even people that are in torment, they will believe. I can promise you, there will be no disbelievers. Thank you for being a faithful servant of Christ. Thank you for being here tonight. The church needs you. God needs you. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, you can become one by believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized for the remission of your sins, and coming up out of that watery grave of baptism a new creature. You have that opportunity to do that tonight. Now you can do what the devil tells you to do. You can say, I don't need to be baptized. I don't need you, God. I don't need to be, I can do whatever I want to do. I don't need you. That's what the devil wants you to think. If you've done these things, if you already become a Christian and you turned away from your first love, you no longer walk with God, but you can come back. You can come, ask for prayer to the church. We'll be happy to pray with you and for you so that you can be in that relationship that you need to be with your Father in heaven. If you have any needs, won't you come while we stand and sing?